brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are now into hour number two, taking your phone calls. We've got incredible TSA news. Back doors built into Apple products for the government. They're spinning it, claiming that hackers found it. These back doors were always there. We told you about this years ago. It's in all the new electronics. We've got Obama in deep trouble over his terror attack against the Second Amendment. With this whole ATF thing, that's all coming up. We've got the new belly bomb situation. Now they've got to chest x-ray you because Al-Qaeda is going to do that. But we're continuing your phone calls right now. Tim in Washington, you're on the air. Then Joe, Mark, Janice, Samantha, and others. Go ahead, Tim. Welcome.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, how you doing? I was curious, have you done any investigation about the Social Security market and how they trade our Social Security numbers on the stock exchange? Well, do they pay off by our death certificate? And if so, wouldn't that kind of like explain the Fukushima cover-ups and everything else at the same time?
By the way, Fukushima's still blowing up and smoking and melting down, but they just raised the radiation level now, saying that you can take more radiation, it's safe and good for you. But yes, we the people back up all the banker debt, and they do trade us as human resources on the global market, and there is some truth to it. A lot of folks exaggerate it, and there's kind of this patriot mythology that you can then file all these liens and stuff and demand the money back. But really it's just pure fraud. It's kind of like Bank of America taking houses they never even had a deed to, never even bought derivatives on. They just take whatever they want, and the courts bow down and do it. So it's just naked criminality.
Right. But wouldn't it give them investment or at least an incentive to make sure that we die if they're getting paid somehow through their fractional banking system?
Well, what happens is they want to suck off of us and then basically engineer soft kill weapons that kill us after working age, after 65 or so, so that they suck all the money out of us during the cancer treatments and the rest of it, so that we don't get to spend our own retirement money enjoying ourselves for another 15, 20 years. And so that's basically what the eugenics actuaries are all about. That's why they put cancer viruses that are linked to triggering once your hormone levels drop into polio shots and other things they've been caught doing for 50 years now, so that the cancer will trigger once the hormone levels go down, and so it's a soft kill weapon. But then also the globalists own the big hospital chains and then extract the money out of you at that point. So they suck the money out of you while they murder you. I appreciate your call, Tim. Joe in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, thank you for taking my call, Alex. You get that gut feeling like you get about when I saw Eric Holder sitting up there telling Congress that he had no idea what the Justice Department and ATF were doing. You know how, Alex, when you look at someone's eyes or they can't lift their head up and look into the face of who's questioning them? And my gut feeling, my question is, do you really believe he didn't know about that?
Well, no. I mean, he was the deputy attorney general under Mr. Reno. Mr. Maddow. Miss Reno. I get the names messed up. Sorry. Mr. Holder was the deputy attorney general under Mr. Reno in 95, and emails were gotten through lawsuits where after the fact he was like, this is like the D-Day invasion. That's a quote. We've got to cover this up right now, what really happened, and then all the mysterious things that happened afterwards. He's a very nasty person. Stay there. I want to talk about this now, Joe. So reintroduce your question when we come back. We can pull up that clip of the attorney general lying. Of course he knew. And I'm going to lay out the info right now that if other journalists want to compile it and check it, they can write a big article that will help folks get the full picture on this. We'll be right back.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We got Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, joining us to cover the most draconian attack on vitamins, minerals, and supplements in U.S. history, attempting to bring us in line with the Codex Alimentarius now in place in Europe as mainline vitamins and minerals are pulled from the shelves, no more over-the-counter. He'll be in studio next hour. Got a lot of news I want to get into this hour, but also your calls. If you just joined us, Joe in Texas brought up the point, and we've got it in our news articles. You can pull it up. It's on record that weeks ago he testified, the Attorney General, to Congress. Mr. Holder testified that... In fact, we have the video. And in fact, Jaron, when you get it queued up, you can let me know and we'll play it. Thank you. He did that quick during the break. He said, "Hey, you want me to find that?" And I said, "Well, you can try if you want." And now he's got the testimony. He's trying to find the spot. But the point is, he's on record saying that the White House knew nothing, the AG's office knew nothing about Operation Fast and Furious. And now that Congress is dragging in the head of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives and saying, okay, buddy, you have been caught in emails that we got through congressional subpoenas running the operation, running the cameras inside the gun shops that you told to sell the tens of thousands of guns, knowingly to ship them into Mexico. And the Attorney General says you didn't he knew nothing and that you did that on your own. And so now to save his own butt, the ATF director is saying that Attorney General has lied and engaged in congressional perjury, which, by the way, is a big, fat, juicy felony. Clinton almost got impeached. Well, he got impeached in the House, but didn't get convicted in the Senate, for lying in similar ways to lower courts, not the Congress. So this is a big deal. Fox News, AP, a few others have it, but it's not getting the attention it should. They have been caught red-handed, and here's Fox News. Justice Department obstructing fast and furious gun probe, ATF director says. And the embattled leader of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives said that the attorney general, his account is deceptive and that he did know what was going on and that he has perjured himself to Congress. Now, that's a big deal when the head of a gigantic federal agency, the Anti-Gun Victim Disarmament Bureau, and the ATF undoubtedly was intimately involved in Oklahoma City bombing. They tested 6 months before blowing up a Ryder truck in the desert. Their people showed up 1 minute after the bombs went off when Terrence Yakey became cop of the year. He was driving by, saw the explosion, pulled up. ATF came in and said, "We were on the ninth floor." And he said, "What?" And then Yakey saw them ordering paramedics to patch them up and say that they'd been in the rubble. And Yakey said, "That isn't true." And they said, "Shut your mouth." And, of course, killed him later. But tortured him hardcore, too. Good people. And then the emails via lawsuits of the attorney general when he was deputy attorney general under Miss Reno. He was caught in those emails covering up that. So how do I know? And again, we're so busy covering so much other news that I've been covering this for 2 years. You're like, Fast and Furious just broke 3 months ago. I've been covering this for 2 years. I did videos about it, countless radio shows. I warned you because I know how they operate. I know what they do. And we're going back to the caller. And so there's all these other great researchers out there, and that's what I love because my staff's small. Watson could do this. Kurt could do it. Aaron could do it. The other Watson brother could do it. I could do it, but we're doing a lot of other things, and perhaps we will do it. But there's a lot of other great sites out there that are doing a great job as well, and so I'd like to see them do it. You know, Activist Post or The Collapse, The Economic Collapse. I mean, there's countless great sites out there. Or some of our guest writers, like Cardellucci. What I'm talking about is on Monday, 4th of July, I put a video out saying all over the news, Time Magazine, you name it, they're saying the Constitution's bad. I've seen so many examples. I don't have time to put them all in this video. This is just a quick video I'm shooting because, you know, when I shoot a video off my iPhone, I can't put documents in it. I guess I could start holding them up or something. But I said, all you other great writers out there, why don't you compile an article? And then one of them did and actually included my video and said, here, Alex, here's, you know, 20-something examples of them this weekend saying get rid of the Constitution Bill of Rights. So I'm doing the same thing here right now. If you want to do groundbreaking work on this, we've done it 6 years ago and then again 2 years ago. And we didn't have all the pieces, but we knew it was coming. 6 years ago, and then again 5 years ago and 4 years ago, a former DEA agent, Vietnam veteran, and he's in prison right now. The ATF set him up and put him in jail on weapons charges for having a few shotguns he sold some people at a gun show, totally legal. Sully Castillo, and he's set to get out of prison soon, hopefully. But he came on and he said, Los Zetas, you're going to hear about them more. They tried to hire me. I live on the Texas border with Mexico. They tried to hire me at the King Ranch, an area by the King Ranch, to train them. They're about to have a major war under when the new Mexican president comes in. They're going to steal the election, and there's going to be a giant war, and Mexico's going to totally implode. That will then pour across the U.S. and be used as a pretext card for the Second Amendment. And I'm like, wow, you know, this is an author, researcher, one of Gary Webb's Pulitzer Prize winner's main sources. And so he's very credible, but still is pretty wild. And then they shut him up 2 years ago for exposing this and saying that the ATF is shipping guns into Mexico. He's on record on this show saying that. So folks can go pull those interviews up. You can clip them together, put your own report out. I don't have the staff, the crew. There it is. I'm telling you it's there. So we had that much of the investigation and this credible guy telling us this. Then they set him up and put him in jail over it because they're so angry. And then right after that, the attorney general starts coming out and saying guns from the U.S. are causing all the problems in Mexico. And, of course, everybody knows that the grenade launchers fully auto. The drug cartels are flying them in from Europe and other areas. Mainly German firearms are their favorites, Dutch and others, other Northern European FLANs. I mean, all of them. And fully auto, and again, rocket-propelled grenades, armored vehicles. You're not buying this at a gun show. You're not buying this at the local sporting goods store. And so I said, well, Sally's right. They're giving press conferences in Arizona and Texas last year and now this year saying that, you know, these guns are evil. We've got to restrict more than one gun being sold at any gun shop in a week. We've got to track everything. We've got, which they're already doing, and we've got to ban all semi-autos, reinstate the assault weapons ban, or even more because of it. And I said, well, there you go. Sally's right. Then we learn later the ATF is ordered to help sell them to people. Now the evidence is coming out, probably folks working with other elements of intelligence, not just a sting, but actually selling it to their own people to then take it down there, commit crimes with it, and track it back here. And that's what they did. So, of course, the Attorney General knew all about this. This is part of a stratagem, a strategy, a gambit that goes back to Bush and then is maturing under Obama. So, yes, the Attorney General knows full well exactly what's going on, and now that's what the head of the ATF is saying. But I don't need the head of the ATF, who's only doing this to save his own skin, because if he did this under orders, he may not get removed or may not go to jail. But these rats will only turn, kind of like the Commerce Secretary Ron Brown said, you're not putting me in prison for all this Chinese corruption. I'll speak out. And they said, really? You're going to die in a plane crash in a week. And the Air Force did the coroner job and said he'd been shot in the head along with others on board the aircraft before it crashed. People go, well, how do you do that? Got special forces there, you know, playing the part of security, going into Serbia, and they shoot everybody in the head on the plane, blow the hatch, put their oxygen mask on, blow the hatch, and parachute out. I mean, they routinely do that. Was it high, low, helo? There's two different types. And that's what our intel told us at the time when they murdered Ron Brown, but later it actually came out that's what they'd done, according to the Air Force coroners. They'd all been shot in the head with 45 caliber firearms, which really wouldn't be what I'd shoot somebody in the head with. I found it doesn't have very good penetration power. But, you know, the issue is, I know folks that like 45, sorry, I've just, side issue. Let's go ahead and play this clip of Attorney General up there telling Congress that he knew nothing, kind of like Sergeant Schultz in Hogan's Heroes. I know nothing, nothing. Here it is.
Attorney General, is that who did know about this? Who did authorize this? And when did they authorize it?
Well, again, that is part of what the Inspector General will be looking at, who exactly was involved, what the level of knowledge was, who should be held accountable if, in fact, there were mistakes that were made. That's what the Inspector General will be looking at.
So it's not – is it your intention to not comply with our subpoena because the attorney – because the Inspector General is doing that? Or do you believe – that is, are you precluded from complying with the subpoena because the IG is looking into it? Or can you do both simultaneously?
We can do both simultaneously. What I've asked is that with regard to replying to the subpoenas that – there not be that we try to minimize the impact on the ongoing cases. It's not the Inspector General report. And we've tried to come up with ways in which we will make information available to the committee in a timely fashion and not harm those ongoing investigations.
The ATF office involved in this was evidently the Phoenix office. Are there any other ATF offices that you're aware of that may have been involved or engaged in this?
May have involved in?
In the Project Gunrunner or Operation Fast and Furious, or was it just the Phoenix office?
I don't know.
Okay. Let me move to a different issue, if I could, in my short time
here. We've got to stop there. We're going to break.
I recently went down to the border with Mexico.
There's a lot of this, but he goes on to say no, 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 and perjure himself. And now the ATF says we were ordered to do this by the AG's office, and they're perjuring themselves. This is a huge, huge, huge deal. And, of course, they knew. This was their strategy publicly for 2 years, demonizing the Second Amendment. And all we have is Sully Costello telling us just we hadn't confirmed it. Now we've confirmed. But we knew about this program before it was launched. So, this is a big deal. I'm glad Joe called. And we also have Obama saying he didn't know anything about it. Just a pack of criminal liars perjuring themselves. Joe, we'll finish up with you. Mark Janus, Samantha Allen, others. But this could bring these criminals down, just like Nixon.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
By the way, here is another clip, this time Obama denying that he knew anything about it. But definitely the Attorney General did and has been caught lying. And now the head of the ATF is saying that this is a huge, huge deal because this isn't caught lying about a intern, which is bad. This isn't caught lying about even a Watergate break-in, which is bad. This is lying about helping ship guns into Mexico to then demonize the Second Amendment. And we know the Attorney General has been running around for 2 years demonizing the Second Amendment. Now we know the whole time they were shipping the guns down there. I mean, these are hardcore criminals. Here it is.
This operation, and was President Calderon properly informed about it?
Well, first of all, I did not authorize it. Eric Holder, the Attorney General, did not authorize it. He's been very clear that our policy is to catch gun runners and put them into jail. So what he's done is he's assigned an IG, an Inspector General, to investigate what exactly happened here.
Who authorized it?
Well, we don't have all the facts. That's why IG is in business.
You were not even informed about it?
Absolutely not. This is a pretty big government, you know, the United States government. I've got a lot of moving parts. But I want to be very clear. And I spoke to President Calderon when he came to visit just a few weeks ago. Our policy is to ramp up the interdiction of guns flowing south, because that's contributing to some of the security problems that are taking place in Mexico.
And the lies just continue on from there. So this is a big, big deal, and we need to point out that clearly the Attorney General knew, not just because the ATF has now said that they were ordered to do this and the Attorney General's lying, but because we already saw them using the Mexico situation and guns from the U.S. to shut down the Austin gun show. Remember that? Last year, or was it earlier this year? I guess it was late last year. Over at the Crockett Center, we saw it done in other parts of the country. We saw them federally pushing for the assault weapons ban again with this. We saw the ATF ordering gun dealers all over the Southwest to stop selling more than one gun without a law. Remember all that late last year? I mean, this is clearly their whole operation. And they're committing crimes. This is a staged terror attack, a false flag attack. Shipping, helping get guns shipped to Mexico to then track them back to attack the Second Amendment. They're terrorists. This is a terrorist act by any yardstick. Okay, let's go ahead now and let's take a call here from Joe in Texas, who brought all this up. I'm glad you brought this up. And you made the point for listeners that just tuned in, that just watching the Attorney General, I mean, he does. He's looking down. He looks like when my children have raided the cookie jar, which has happened before, and they're lying about who ate 20 cookies, and they look down and are looking, and I go, don't lie. Okay, I did eat the cookies. I mean, but this isn't eating cookies. This is engaging in a terror attack to frame the Second Amendment.
Yeah, and Alex, you know, his statement that he had a lot of other moving parts is also brought up that the FBI had an informant that was helping them with this gun running thing. And I believe, I want to ask you, don't you believe, Alex, there's probably more than one so-called informant with the, I mean, if the FBI is involved, I mean, there's a lot of other, I mean,
no, we know that there's a bunch of gun shops that are involved, and of course it's going on all over the country. It's going on in Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, and California and Nevada. From the intelligence we had, remember, we had this 5 years ago, 6 years ago. We had this 2 years ago. I mean, but I was being told all this was about to happen, and you're like, okay, but then it actually happened, and then it was so important to them that Sella Castillo might have sold 10 guns a year. He would buy, sell, and trade them as a private dealer, and they raided him, put him in jail for selling a couple shotguns, and they said, well, you're really a gun dealer. This is a former Marine, retired DEA, and just a guy who's a gun enthusiast and liked to go to gun shows to sell his book that's now out of print, Powder Burns. And so while he was at it, he'd sell guns sometimes. I went to the gun show once with him. He didn't even have guns. That time he was just selling books and magazines. But this is just a hobbyist who liked to go to the gun show and talk to folks like other veterans. And he is in federal prison right now. And it was all a setup and the state police were waiting for him on the highway and pulled him over. And because he had all of this. He had all of this information. We need to pray for him while he's in prison. Anything else, my friend?
No, sir. I appreciate you, Alex, and I'm praying for him also, brother.
All right. Thank you. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side of this quick break with Mark, Janice, Samantha, Al, and others. We're simulcasting, of course, the radio show right now at prisonplanet.tv as well, and archive the video of the radio show as well as a higher quality commercial-free podcast at prisonplanet.tv. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor-make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomason Law Group now for a free no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Central Standard Time, back here, ladies and gentlemen, Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. All right, I want to now try to hurry through your calls, which you know is hard to do. Mike Adams coming up in about 35 minutes. He'll be on 8 minutes into the next hour. And I just got a ton of other news I want to hit, but this whole ATF situation is obviously very important. But we'll get back to your calls in a moment and a whole smorgasbord of other important news as well. But before we get into the war on terror as a $6 trillion racket exceeding the total cost of World War II, before we get into alert terrorists look to implant bombs in humans, don't worry, the new stronger scanners are rolling out right on time. TSA now searching women's hair. Gotta break their will that way. Mexican national inmate on death row creates international stir. We're going to be breaking all of that down and more. Brzezinski says middle class unrest to hit U.S. I may have to get to that while Adams is with us. But First, I want to tell you about eFoodsDirect.com. Each week in July, eFoods Direct will be giving away an entire one-year supply of high-quality, non-GMO, non-hybrid, clean food, recently produced, by the way, to a lucky winner. That's over 1,700 worth of food that you can store for you and your family for emergencies that has a 15-year shelf life. To sign up, all you need to do is go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPanda.com and click on their banners to eFoodsDirect.com or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to enter to win. We will be announcing the winners each Friday on the show. Don't miss this opportunity to enter now to win big time. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633. Also, I want to tell you about PureWaterFreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit PureWaterFreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. They have a wide variety of filters to remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower bath filters. All their filters are made in the USA. I know that upsets globalists out there, but sorry, they are. Whole house, tabletop, you name it, water filters, handheld, purewaterfreedom.com to take control of your water supply today. And they've got banners on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com if you forget the URL. PureWaterFreedom.com. And lastly, Innerfood is a revolutionary 100% organic green superfood energy drink. That's Innerfood with powerful nutrition for better health, energy, mental clarity, and immune system support. It was even voted best superfood by our friend Mike Adams of Natural News. He'll be in next hour because it's composed of nearly 50% chlorella, spirulina, kelp, and dulse in, what, 17 other superfoods. It's also high in naturally occurring iodine, which can help safeguard against some of the harmful effects of different types of radioactive isotopes. Give them a call today at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or visit them on the web at enerfood.com. That's enerfood.com. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, and don't forget, until Friday, we've extended it out. Six of my films on five DVDs, because there's two films on the Bohemian Grove DVD for $29.95 with Mark Dice's book, The Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True, free on top of it. We ran out of the Police State film in the special, so I extended it another week with the Bohemian Grove film part of that. And you can't beat deals like that. And the small profit we make, of course, goes into the new TV show and the network and all the things we're building here. So thank you so much for your support. Plus, these are great tools to wake folks up. InfoWars.com to take advantage of the Alex Jones Essential Special. And I did extend it, but it will be ending this weekend. Okay. I want to get into hackers exposed flaw in Apple iPhone, iPad software. We'll give you the rest of the story. But right now, let's go to your phone calls. Mark in Washington. Mark, thank you for holding. You're on the air worldwide.
How are you doing, Alex?
I'm fired up today.
Well, I appreciate your radio program. I came across your program about 8 months ago. I was semi-woken up, but I'm fully woken up now and fully engaged in to take on the globalists and bring back our country where it once was.
Well done, Lord Vader.
I've been in law enforcement for 14 years, just recently become a detective. I know you know this, but I want the people out there to know that the majority of us police officers aren't for the global machine. We are servants in our community. I see that. I'm a peace officer. I am a servant of the people. When I read some of the posts on AlexJones.com, I kind of get depressed a little bit because it seems like people think that maybe most of us are black boot thugs that just pick on the...
Sir, I got to tell you, about half of that, when they're calling police names and cussing and saying kill them and things like that, we've tracked IPs on that. A lot of those are bots, which the government admits they're doing. Like if we say something about Obama on YouTube, there's a bunch of racist stuff posted, and we go back and look at it, it's dummy accounts. So I would say more than half of that is staged. That's how they hijack discussions, and you know that's all part of the divide-and-conquer strategy.
Well, I know you know that, but I want people to know that most of us are willing, and we do spill blood in our communities, and that we follow the Constitution. I know some of these guys in these bigger cities, you know, act thuggish, and I've seen it personally when I'm on vacation. But I was hired to be a servant, and when they asked me to start being a black-booted thug and pick on people, I'm not going to be a law enforcement officer anymore.
Well, what we need is good people like you in there to be supported and promoted instead of these federally installed police chiefs all over the country that want to hire goons and thugs. And I've been all over the country. Police, the Los Angeles police get bashed all the time. I found they're very nice and professional. I've seen police act like crazy people in Houston, and in New York, particularly, DC, completely psychopathic. I mean, just not just to us, to families, just in really enjoying it. I don't even hate these people. You are ashamed for them. Now the TSA, you know, it's weird to go through and have TSA shake my hand and go, we don't like what we're doing too. It's just a job. But then, you know, you'll see the supervisor who is the crazy thug. And so the reason we obsess on police so much is because tyranny will come to your door in a uniform. Liberty will also come to your door, in a uniform. I mean, it is a sacred duty, and it's not disempowering to be a servant. I'm a servant. It's the highest calling to be a guardian and not some type of power-tripping miscreant. But we all know police in the third world are corrupt. We all know they're bad in North Korea. It's not alien to say, look out in a society for the police being turned into an engine of evil, just like they were in Nazi Germany or the Soviet Union. And I do know that a lot of police are waking up, because I could be in other cities and have police come over, and you're thinking, well, this is just one cop, and then two more pull up, and hey, we know what you're talking about. It's crazy. And I've also gotten a chance to get to know a lot of the LAPD detectives and some of the retired ones, just I know some of the Hollywood stars, then when I'm out there, here and there, and then that's who they use for security. And then they'll point blank tell you that, oh, we all know about, we all know what's going on. We're not stupid. Some of them are current detectives. Some of them are retired. But, I mean, they're not dumb. And that's what the system doesn't want. They don't want high IQ, intelligent, old-fashioned, tough guy cops that actually want to go after bullies and thugs and criminals. What they want is basically bureaucrat-type cops that are there just raising revenue, harassing people, trying to, boss folks around. Because then that creates an us-against-them mentality. The public starts hating police. Then police go, see, they're against us. And then the gang mentality is cemented by the outside dislike. That's why the mainstream media plays the police brutality videos and loves to promote them to create the image of police, that that's how police are. So the public then hates police and vice versa. So it is a psychological warfare operation. I fell into it until I became more sophisticated 5-6 years ago. As we grow, we learn. It's life experiences. So I absolutely hear what you're saying. Overall, you say you now you're totally awake. I mean, how do you describe being totally awake, Mark?
Well, I've always had kind of a, not only being a police officer, but being a Christian and following, studying the Bible. You see what's coming ahead, but I just see how, like you talked, for instance, this Threat Fusion Center. I know our department got a email last month asking, that they'd want a representative from our department to attend their training, but we had to go through a very extensive background check. Well, we didn't make the cutoff date, so we didn't go. But I realized that Threat Fusion Center is being used to spy on the American people. I'm perfectly... I understand that most of the police officers out there who are conservative, we are considered radical by this current administration, but we're not going to keep quiet. I am not going to violate somebody's rights. I am not going to go out there and make up things so I can arrest somebody. I am a servant, and I always will be a servant to the people that I serve. And I just want people to know that. I mean, listen, there's two types of cops. There's a guy out there, it's just a paycheck, it's just a job, he's gonna do his 12 hours or his 8 hours, and he goes home, he doesn't care. And then there's guys like me who, are out there to serve the community. We don't make a lot of money. I mean, I have a college education, I can go somewhere else and probably make twice as much, but I'm not in it for the money. I'm in it to serve my community. I've wanted to be a cop since I've been 5 years old. I come from a family of them. So those are the two types of police officers out there, and I think majority of them in the community or in this country are decent, hardworking police officers. But I will tell you this, we are frustrated with the system because it does tie our hands behind our backs. You know, for instance, in my state, we can't even talk to a passenger in a vehicle if they've got their seatbelt on because the laws have become so stringent. We used to be able to search people when we arrested them for being suspended, driver's license. We can't even go into the vehicle anymore. So now we're not getting guns off the street. We're not getting the dope off the street. So the system is wanting us to do is they want us to be a reactive police force, go from call to call. They don't want us to be proactive where we contact the guy at 2 o'clock.
Well, no, that's it. They want to shift things to just revenue generation and then responding after the fact, and they don't want police or people at a checkout counter or doctors or anybody to be able to think for yourselves and then, quote, profile, you know, somebody looks like they're bombed out of their brain, clearly, doing stuff. Oh, well, you know, now your hands are tied there. Go out and, you know, basically go take training to be scared of people that have a Ron Paul bumper sticker. They're converting you to basically little political pimps. Is the attempt, and it's the same thing with these corporations now carting 75-year-old people to buy pipe tobacco at Walgreens, you know, old men on canes, and I tell the employees, I go, this is about you not having a brain and not being able to discriminate that obviously this person is elderly. I can sell them pipe tobacco. I don't need to swipe their driver's license. It's about training you to just mindlessly do what you're told. I appreciate your call, Mark. Good to hear from you. Good points. Janice in Texas, you're on the air.
Hello. Hello, hey. Alex.
Hey, welcome.
Hi. I have one other note, and I've got four examples to illustrate that this is true. And it's something that no one's touched on, and that's health surveillance. One, Z-Finger Tools under Human Genome is a clearinghouse that does reverse sequencing, compiling your medical dossier. I call it the autopsy for the living. Number two, Toto toilets are also under Human Genome. They're everywhere and have cameras in them. I have seen the inside of one of them, and it's equipped with a motherboard and two cameras. One is just a flush sensor. Three, you can find your info using a blast search engine at PubMed, the medical records website, and you can look on your laptop. That's how it's done. If you see ZF to target, you know you've been targeted. And four, if you don't believe me, you can search cspan.org and type in health surveillance or try Kathleen Sebelius, especially at the Appropriations Committee.
Listen, and people think you're joking. Government's now putting sensors in sewer lines for drugs. And now they say they've got instant DNA tests where they can analyze the as it goes through the main sewage line, the drugs, and then if they have a separate DNA sample through a computer system, whose effluvium it is. Of course, it's all mixing together, so it's a total fraud. It's kind of like these brain scanners going in the airport saying, oh, this says you're a terrorist. You know, it's just a more fancy form of the lie detector proven to be a fraud. Specifically, I remember Bush passing healthcare laws for healthcare privacy, and it did the opposite. It makes all your health records accessible by government. We can search the term governments to put drug sensors in sewers. Let's try that for folks that don't believe me. It's like 16 years ago, people didn't believe that they were putting microphones in all the new cameras that can be remotely accessed. Even when your phone's off, so they can listen to you and track you. That's now all over the news. But anything else on a healthcare surveillance?
Yes, it happens. It happened to me, and I'm scared to death. I mean, I would take a TSA grope down before I would take this.
Well, look, they're obsessed with the human genome. The eugenicist, of course, discovered the genome at Cold Springs Harbor Eugenics Laboratory with IBM. Who runs the whole thing today, and they trick folks globally with this ancestry program to, you know, give their blood samples and things. But we now know for 39 years in every industrialized country, a part of a global program, now declassified, blood is taken from the babies. You're told it's a blood test. get sent to Pentagon laboratories at major universities, the big depository for four or five states is in San Antonio here, and in Texas. That's where I first got documents 15 and a half years ago. People couldn't believe me, even though I had the documents. And they run it through these companies who sequence it, and then they have your genetic history, what's going to happen. They can pass it on to genetic warfare labs for race-specific bioweapons for you individually that will only kill you. They also then send it to the Cold Springs Harbor Eugenics Lab. But more importantly, people now are going and getting gene therapy, and they're told, oh, guess what? It's now going to be $200,000 extra. This came out like 4 years ago, CBS News, because when 20 years ago or whatever, when your blood was taken, a company got that sample from the government, patented your particular protein sequence, and so now you've got to pay them for the right to use your own gene sequences, and so it's patented. So, yeah. I mean, that's how creepy and evil these people are. For 39 years, from Australia to the United States, from England to Canada, they take your blood secretly in a giant super science program.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Since 2007, the Federal Reserve and the U.S. government have injected as much as $20 trillion into the economies of the world, and yet the globe's economies continue to contract. Our government is borrowing $58,000 per second. If they stop spending, the economy collapses. If they continue spending, the economy collapses. And if they raise interest rates, the economy collapses. Prepare now. Call Ready Reserve Foods and put your plan together with quality, storable food. Ready Reserve Foods has been in business canning the finest in dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. We control the quality from start to finish with double enameled nitrogen-packed cans for maximum shelf life. Choose from a variety of pre-selected packages or customize your own plan and order exactly what you need. Call today for a free catalog at 800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from ReadyReserveFoods.com.
All they want us to do is keep on killing one another.
All they want us to do is keep on killing one another. Top ranking.
There's Bob Marley, top ranking. All right, I want to go back to your calls in this segment, the next, and Mike Adams in studio. Some of the other news here. TSA searches woman's hair. And Kurt Nemo's got an article on this. He's linked to King 5 News in Seattle. Now they make women take their hair down and run their hands through all of it. Just no act of humiliation is enough. All part of the slave training. The TSA is compartmentalized. I think this is actually about security. Continuing exclusive, Sony forces employees to submit to body scanners. And we've got a big report out on that today at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Ron Paul's got an article out also. Ron Paul says, abolish the TSA, stop abuse and failures. And I've seen that on Fox and ABC News today, just barely watching TV, that Ron Paul getting a lot of attention, making that a campaign issue. People are hopping mad. Also, the Daily Mail has a big report out in studies of milk. It's not all white. The cocktail of up to 20 chemicals in a glass of milk. Big Agra is allowed to do this. And they've pushed to not even allow good milk producers to label that they don't have any of this in their milk. There's been lawsuits. And the feds agree. You shouldn't be able to know if something's GMO or has chemicals. A glass of milk can contain a cocktail of up to 20 painkillers, antibiotics, and growth hormones, scientists have shown. Another reason our girls are going into puberty younger and younger, some as low as 3 now. And boys are having all these problems. Just the fluvial stuff getting into the water systems is wreaking havoc with any other species that come in contact with it. Obama signs deal to allow Mexican truckers onto U.S. Highways. That's a report I got out of the Economic Populist, but it's also from Fox News. And the FDA scheme would destroy millions of jobs and devastate the economy. That's one of Mike Adams' reports. He'll be in studio with us talking about that. I also want to get into Brzezinski, saying middle-class unrest to hit U.S. We'll cover that with our guest coming up towards the end of the next hour. Right now, let's go back to your phone calls here on this live Thursday edition. Samantha in Mississippi, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you for all you do. I woke up about 5 years ago. What I see in the workplace is the elite on a smaller scale basically bullying everyone else and trying to get rid of the people such as myself who can think for themselves. And I can't get a job anywhere else because of this system that's been set up on the internet to basically give you a psychological bullcrap test to weed out the good people and hire people who are 80 IQ and under. So it's everywhere. It's infiltrated every system in the workplace, and we have goons, gangsters that are, running businesses now that are just taking over everything and getting rid of the good people such as myself.
Well, absolutely. Government actually gives psychological tests now to actually find sociopaths in some areas, but in other areas, people never believe this till they actually search it. In Houston, in Baltimore, and other areas, they've been caught secretly giving IQ tests to police and not wanting to hire cops with over 100 IQ. They don't want people that can think for themselves. Now, not all police departments have this policy. In the old days, they wanted really smart, tough guys. That was the, that was what they wanted for police. Now they want, when they have their druthers, bully morons who are just real stupid and can be manipulated. So, yes, it's the same thing going on in a lot of the big corporate board workplaces, is they just want mindless cogs to carry out, like biological androids, their jobs. And pretty soon the entire military is converting to drones and combat mechs, so it won't even matter soon. That's why the future doesn't need us. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.